Hey Nick.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How's it going?
Good, man. I just wanted to follow up with you here. I didn't hear back from you there on Monday, and I know you had the auction coming up this weekend. I just wanted to see where you were at with all the information I'd sent out to you.
Yeah, I got it, and I got it filled out. I haven't sent it in there yet because I had one already in. I'm afraid to put too many out, you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean? You already have one out?
Well, I already had an offer, you know, but I don't
I
want to make
see.
too many. I don't want to put too many of this stuff out there because, you know, I think my account said it hurts you.
I mean, yeah, the more times you run your credit, definitely. What did they already give you an approval, or are you waiting on an approval? Because I know the auction was this Friday. That's why I'm just trying to see where
Yeah,
everything was
no,
at.
well, I was wrong on the date. It's next Wednesday.
Oh,
Week
okay.
from today. Yeah.
Okay, so it's not until next Wednesday
They're
now.
supposed to let me know something today. And if they don't, then I was going to send it over to you. Say she's supposed to
Okay.
email you, and she didn't do that?
No, I didn't receive anything from you. Hold on,
Oh,
let me
man.
just.
I'm sorry. Yeah, they're supposed to send it over to you to give you a little heads up, you know. I wanted to email you that and say what was going on because I still, if they give me the credit line with the company, then I was going to get you to, you know, made the equipment, you know.
The
Still getting
emails,
on a piece of equipment, you know.
yeah, and that's kind of our bread and butter programs here. Is the emails the Nick underscore Nasco at yahoo.com, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you guys received it. I guess they maybe didn't reach out, or maybe it got lost in the transition there. But I guess you said you'll have an answer by the end of today.
That's what they told me yesterday. Because I told them I needed to know because I didn't want to wait for more because I wanted to give you time.
Okay.
You
Well, how about this? I will just pencil you in for tomorrow. I'll give you a call and just see if they did get you an approval and if you want it, or if you want to see what we can do for you. That way, if the approval you get from them you don't like, or you want to see what we can do for you, as long as we can get you in before the weekend, that way I can have answers for you by Monday. We should still be able to get you some answers there before the auction.
Okay.
All right, Nick. If anything does come
And
up,
then,
you
like
know.
the equipment, did I just put down what I'm looking for and put the amount I think
Exactly.
I'm gonna go, or what?
Yeah, you would just put down like the model of it, the year, if it has a, you know, if you do know like how many miles are on it and all the kind of specs there. But the more details, the better. If you can get a quote on it, that's the most ideal situation. I know with auctions, it might be hard to get that type of information from them. But yeah, the more information you can get us, the better. And like I said, we can try and get you approved on both programs just to see what we can get allocated for you on the capital and equipment side.
Okay.
Right, Nick. Well, I'll give you a call tomorrow there, and we'll just kind of touch base there and take it one step at a time.
Okay. No, I appreciate it. I got your number, and I like the equipment thing, and do something with that, I think.
Sounds good. Sounds good. We'll be in touch then, Nick.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Bye.